Welcome to Boys and Brunch. This is the show where we expose everything going down on the timeline. I'm Jared D. King, joined by my co-host Brandon Harris Williams and Marcus Haynes. Hello, guys. And speaking of the timeline, if you're watching this on YouTube, you can jump straight to the topic that you want. This is broken into pieces. But that will be after the show once I get all my ducks in a row, after we edit and everything. So we have some interesting topics today. I will say that it's been a little bit of a slow week, but we're going to do what it do. And, you know, I don't know if that's the right phrase, but I'm going to say it anyway. But here we go. So we're going to talk about Portia Williams' engagement, and we're going to follow that up with Colton Underwood saying that he's been blackmailed. And then we are going to get into Bow Wow versus Lil Romeo. And then we're going to end off with J. Cole and Nicki Minaj's new releases. So I know you guys can hear the music in the background. We just figured, you know, put a little something in there to get you guys ready, but it's not going to be here the whole episode. So let me, let's end the music. Thank you so much, Focus, for the theme music shout out.
Thank you, band. Yes.
Get us into it. So I want to talk to our host real quick and get some updates. Marcus, I saw some interesting stuff going down on your stories yesterday. So what's been going on with you? What's the update with you?
It's graduation weekend. So I've been probably house hopping and party hopping since Friday. I actually have some more stuff to do after this. So that's been kind of like my deal this whole weekend. So yeah, some things have happened. Some fun has been had, which is part of the reason why I'm a little bit slow this week. Right now, this is just orange juice. I may or may not add vodka to it. We'll see what happens. But I'm probably going to give it a bit later.
Yeah. All good. All right. So, Brandon, how about you? What's going on with you?
What is going on with me? So I came back to Georgia. I drove back Thursday, and I didn't work. So I didn't work, obviously, Thursday. I didn't work Friday either. What is going on with me? Just packing up and cleaning. I started a new gig on Monday, so that's some exciting. So I'm a little bit anxiousness there because, you know, new chapters and all that. But, yeah, that's about it.
Congrats on the new gig.
Thank you. I gotta drop my child off in a couple hours. I'm not gonna be with him for a couple months. So,
and what are you drinking today? I see you got a pink drink.
Yeah, so it's tequila's in here, and then I put some other stuff in here to make it pink. So yeah.
Okay. Nice. Two drops of food coloring.
I'm weak.
Sure.
Oh man, so it's so funny because Marcus, past couple of weeks, the two of us have been had the non-alcoholic drinks, and now it's switched because I have a glass of Sauvignon Blanc.
Is the bottle with you in the room today?
The bottle is here. The bottle is here. So, and it's like, you know, with these topics, I'm like, I know I'm gonna need some help, so. So yeah, so by the end of this, we'll see where I am. but I mean, as far as I'm concerned, my little update, I've just been working on this podcast. I've been asked to do the reunion special for the Circle NYC on YouTube. So yeah, I will be recording that tomorrow. So that'll be fun. But anyway, I think it's a good time to jump into this first topic. We're going to talk about Miss Portia Williams. So why don't we just jump into it? So earlier this season on The Real Housewives of Atlanta, Fallon Gaboria was introduced as a friend of the show, or basically a side character for those of you who don't watch. And she was specifically introduced as Portia Williams' friend. So at the time, Portia was going through relationship troubles with her ex-fiance, Dennis McKinney. And Fallon was married to the very wealthy Simon Guevadia. I believe that's how you pronounce their names, but
don't make me lie.
So both Fallon and Simon filed for divorce in January of this year, and it's reported that they've reached settlement but have not yet finalized anything. A few days ago, Portia announced her relationship with Simon via Instagram. So let me pull that post up. So what she's saying here, hold on, let me get my own screen together so I can see it. So she says, for all of you that need the facts, I get the optics, but Simon filed for divorce from a previous marriage in January. I had nothing to do with their divorce filing. That's between the two of them. Fallon and I are not friends, and Simon's divorce has been settled. Our relationship is positive, blah, 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 blah. Simon and Dennis are committed to being respectful and supportive of my happiness in this situation. So there's a few things to note here. One, that Simon and Dennis are friends. So that's weird. Then she also says that Fallon and she are not friends. And so that could be a little bit confusing to people who don't really know how the reality show thing works and how, whether they're really friends or whether, you know, they're just kind of brought in. So we'll talk about that in a little bit. But that was her IG post. And then Simon followed up with an announcement of their actual engagement. And then lastly, Fallon gave an official statement. It was kind of a bland kind of statement, though. Kind of just like, you know, I'm looking forward to finalizing the divorce and thank you for your thoughts and prayers or whatever. One of those types of things. But there was a lot of chatter about her. Now, everything that I've spoken up until now is based in fact. But now we've got a couple of things that may be like hearsay. So some of the things that I've seen is that Fallon did jump in a clubhouse room and said that she was very married and this is only the beginning. Almost kind of, I won't say she was threatening Portia, but like a threatening kind of tone. And then there was video of her proposing to a man, but this was old. However, it overlaps with the time that she knew or was friends with her current husband or her current soon to be ex-husband. It's a little bit confusing. Oh man. So what are you like, Marcus? Because I know you weren't so into the whole Housewives drama. What is your reaction to hearing all of this?
A mess. This is the best from top to bottom. They just out here just sharing husbands, sharing wives. They do too much. They do way too much. But I will say this though. Because I heard people saying that, you know, that, oh, these shows haven't been this good this past season. They gave y'all a show when the cameras cut off.
I know.
They normally do that the past few years, which annoys me.
What? They give you the show after the show is aired already?
Yeah, they normally have their most, like, mess the past few seasons just after the finale is over. Then we get all the chaos. Like, well, damn. Y'all don't start filming for another couple months. Like, I mean, it'll be over by then.
Right. You know, I think the reason, and I'll just briefly touch on this because I know not everybody here is a Housewives fan, but the reason that this season was so dry, I guess, was because there was a lot of stuff going on in the periphery, but not a lot of it was shown on camera. Because I know there was this whole issue with, because I don't know if you know, Marcus, but Portia was out with the Black Lives Matter movement. So there was a little bit of a controversy between her and one of the other girls that was doing some stuff behind the scenes. There was that Variety, or what was it, LA Times or Variety, one of those articles that came out about Bravo in general.
Yeah.
And that kind of broke down.
Portia
got arrested for protesting.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's like, you know, there are interesting things that happen for the Real Housewives of Atlanta that would make good TV.
But they cut it all out.
Like, but they cut it all out, you know? And I, you know, and I will say it was probably for the best for the Black Lives Matter story personally. Brandon looks like he
well, no, I think, and you know, Portia's my fave. Like, when you my favorite ride for you, you know, she's wrong in a lot of situations lately, but you know, hey. I think it would have made more sense though, because I think that kind of really started the tension between Kenya and Portia this season, but we didn't get that. I'm not giving, you know, Miss America much at all, but I think to at least be fairly shown of why she started to have an issue with her this year, it would have been fair to see that season. Because it was weird, because like it's in the it was in the trailer, like them doing the go-karts or whatever else. Like that was the first group scene they did, and that was where the issue with her and Candy happened, and then Kenya jumped in, but they cut it all out.
Yeah,
but it was weird because it's in the trailer, and then we have, you know what I'm saying, like we can tell though they're interacting with each other differently after that as well, but we didn't see it. So
yeah, I mean, I'm just thinking from like a, and I hear you, and I'm like, you know, looking back on it, it probably wouldn't have been that big of a thing, but I'm thinking like from a network perspective, at the height of the Black Lives Matter controversy, is that really, you know, you really want to make that a storyline, aside from it just being pro Black Lives Matter. Now we're talking about the girls bickering over what they're doing for the movement. You know what I'm saying?
I guess since we're here. My understanding of it is, so Portia was doing protests and stuff. And so I guess all the housewives on a group chat saying, what can we do to the network or whatever? I think they kind of essentially wanted to do like a donate to somebody or whatever initially. And so Candy took it to her side. She was like, okay, that's great. You know, we do this together. But she solo, like went to the network herself, was like, hey, I think we should, that's why Bravo did the specials because of her. She's like, I want you guys to start working with like actual Black production companies, whatever, whatever. So she was trying to really get some systemic stuff happening at Bravo, like kind of really make them put their money where their mouth is. So she got that. She told the girls, some were happy, some didn't respond, whatever, cool. But basically in a side group chat, Portia was kind of talking about how she wasn't really forward or Candy was making it about herself, whatever, whatever. So that's what their conversation was in person. Candy was just like, girl, why are you talking about me? I thought we was cool. So I don't think, in that sense, I get what you're saying. Like, it could have been viewed as a negative thing with Black Lives Matter, but I don't think that was what the root of it was. And again, if it would have provided context, I think it would have made sense to have it there.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I hear you. I mean, I think maybe I had just watched Portia's live about that, and I was kind of convinced after watching that. But yeah, I mean, you know, I think you could kind of go either way with that.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying. But to get back on topic with this crazy mess, what do you feel about Portia now with this situation and getting engaged to, you know, a almost divorced man who had only signed, who only, you know, filed for divorce 5 months, 4 months ago?
January, we're in May. Filed in January. We're in the middle of May, and I think they didn't file till the end of January. I don't think it was the beginning. Okay, so they say they started dating a month ago. I don't know many people that start dating a month ago and they're already engaged. I know plenty of people who start dating, you know what I'm saying, while they're divorced. I get that happens fine. We're month five. And you're alleging you started dating in month four? Something's not adding up for me. I mean, I'm doing the math, but it's not adding.
One of the things that people have been saying has been Portia might be pregnant.
That's what they say.
And she has photos on her Instagram with this big flowy dress that you can't really tell what's going on. But then it's like a video and she's dancing. She almost kind of like holds the belly and then like snatches it away real quick so that it's not showing. And again, if you think about it in that way, it makes sense why they would say something now.
But again, you know, if you're already showing, you ain't meet this man last month.
Exactly.
You have, you are at least 4 or 5 months pregnant if you're already showing. At least. If she is, hey.
That is being generous. At least.
Oh man. Focus is saying, child, is they lesbians pull up to the date with a U-Haul ready to move in.
Nah, goodbye. Good goddamn
bye. I cannot.
Oh goodness. Let's see. Dear y'all, saying I posted a picture of her in the gym a few days ago. Is that a recent photo?
That's what
that
he's saying. I think
her?
So.
Okay.
Saying she's not
okay.
pregnant.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, because they said the same thing, last reunion. You know what I'm saying? They said similar stuff about how she was posted. So they was like, she looks like she might be pregnant, whatever. So I don't know. Mm-hmm. Maybe she still got a COVID. Wait, though. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, look, it's just all around messy, and we will see. We will see what happens in the future. I mean, look, if a baby comes in 8 months or less, I will be counting
or less.
I will be counting back the calendar. Oh man. So what was this other thing? Do you think the backlash on Portia is warranted, or do you think that this is just a case of love being messy in general? Well, I'm going to ask Marcus that.
I don't know if love is this kind of bit. I don't know. This is like really, really, really messy. And I'm just like, I don't know. We can just like, oh, you know, love is hard, like that type of deal. So yeah, I'm just like, I think this is really just a case of, yeah, this is some foolishness that has popped up and now people are talking about it.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm sorry, guys. My screen is looking a little weird. Can you guys see me on the screen?
I can see you.
Okay. All right. Because my whatever's going on.
I was like, who's joining us midway?
It's acting weird. But Brandon, what do you feel? Like, is this a case of love just being messy? Or is this, do you think Portia definitely has to have some answering to do?
I think, again, it's that math for me. I don't know nobody, I don't know no grown people with all of this money and these responsibilities, because they both have children. He got a house full. She has one. They have multiple businesses apiece. I don't know people with all of that just rushing into let's get together, especially when your divorce is not even finalized.
Right.
So I think for me, it's most weird because Dennis and Simon are friends or friendly or whatever with each other. I mean, granted, Dennis is in the picture too, smiling, so he clearly is okay with it, but it's just like, how do you end up?
Well, you know, the thing is, I would expect. I'm sorry.
But how do you end up engaged to your baby daddy's friend or associate or business partner or whatever? Like, what?
Like, right. Yeah.
Because her and Dennis just stopped themselves probably last fall, if we're being honest. So.
Yeah, you know, I was gonna say I kind of almost expect Dennis to be okay with it, or not okay, but just like to not really have much to say about it at this point, because I feel like their relationship has gotten to the point where it's just kind of dissolved. But I mean, I think really it's Fallon and her feelings, and the fact that this is, you know, technically your friend. Now, you know, to everybody who doesn't watch reality TV like that, when they bring in a friend, it's not necessarily somebody that you know. It might be somebody that you're acquainted with or that you may have seen a couple of times and whatever. But still, knowing that the two husbands were actual friends, it's a little too close for comfort.
For me.
But I will say that there is a case to be made for love just kind of being messy sometimes. Because I know sometimes people get together in these relationships and it doesn't always look the best, but they'll end up in a relationship for the next 30, 40 years or something like that, you know?
Okay.
I mean, we do see that happen, though. Like, you know, you got Gabrielle and D-Wade, you know, all these people, they just picked it up. It's like, okay, let's go. Let's make this happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, Brad and Angelina.
This artist is killing me.
Oh, man, you're all saying, do we know why they are getting divorced?
I don't think so. I don't think they've said.
Yeah, I don't think that they said that either. And then he's also asking if we heard that Fallon cheated. I got a little inkling of that, but I didn't really get any full details about that. I think I may have seen a tweet or something, but it's not anything that anybody had really talked about too much. So that's another, but I did kind of hear to answer your question. So let me make this a little bit more personal to you guys. Like, would you be upset if your friend started dating your ex?
That I'm still this recent? Absolutely. I do think some time apart, like I'm saying, ex from a few years ago, maybe it wasn't something that was super serious or very long. I like have a conversation with me first, you know, or because I don't necessarily think you need to ask my permission, but I think let me know. So like, there's no issue, no awkwardness or no tension, you know what I'm saying, going forward. I want you to show up with the nigga like, when y'all start, you know what I'm saying, then I'm fighting. Like, then it's just really a problem. But like, the man I'm not even divorced from yet, I'm going to jail. It's a double homicide.
Oh, God.
Just don't even.
Oh, goodness. Parker, yikes. What is your answer to that? I feel like you pretty much agree.
More or less fine. Yeah, we have to fight. We have to fight at this point because you was plotting. You were plotting beforehand. So now I got to beat your ass and I got to beat his ass. Cause you, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My thing is like when you're, and I'm just, you know, playing devil's advocate, like when, when you are done with a relationship, why is it an issue that your friend then dates that person?
Because like I said, in this particular instance, if it happened this recently, I wasn't done with the relationship when it started.
Yeah.
It's like, you could have started beforehand.
Yeah, I think if y'all start dating immediately after we break up, I think anytime you break up, especially a divorce, I feel like you need a period of singleness. You need to get over it. You need to fully process all those emotions, whatever, cool. But if we break up and 2 months later y'all together, when did this start? Like, because y'all didn't start the night we broke up. Like, that's just too fast, too convenient for me. Y'all already be together. Something right.
I hear you. So what about, like, how long would it have to be in order for that to be acceptable for you? Marcus is
we'll
like,
say a couple,
never. What are you saying?
We'll say a couple years to be nice. I'll give you two.
Okay. 2 years. Okay. Marcus.
But again, I think it really depends on the ex.
Don't go there.
And maybe depends on how close you are to the friend as well. Because I feel like my best friend, you know what I'm saying? I feel like your closest friends would do that.
Yeah, I mean, well, okay. It does depend on how close you are to the friend, but I feel like it more so depends on you and the person. Like in this case with a divorce, no, just don't do it. Like that's how I feel about it. Because that means that y'all, like you and this person you're relationship with, like were deep, deep into it. And, you know, you'll probably never for real be over that to the point where you see one of your best friends, now they're together. So,
yeah. You know, I could see in my case, I think that I would definitely look at my friend a little bit differently, like, you know, the whole plotting thing, like, you know, but even if that weren't the case, if I have an ex-boyfriend or somebody and now my good friend or whoever is now in a relationship with them and I gotta see that person, that's gonna be an issue. Because maybe it's an amicable breakup or whatever, that may be a little bit different. But that would have to be way down the line for y'all to have to, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But if it's somebody I don't like, and we had a bad breakup, and now I got to see this person in my face because... Just don't consider the friendship over or you know, just give me some time before even talking to me again, you know. But all right. So let me go to these chat messages real quick. What was this focus was saying? I think because I'm old, I don't plan on fighting nobody. Sister Karma comes through for me a lot anyway. I hear that.
I don't think I have the patience.
Then he went on a little bit further, or I could give both of them an extra hole in their body. Not really sure, although this is less likely now.
Period. Okay.
I mean, you know, I do believe in karma, but sometimes you can help her along a little bit.
Mama Shay is saying, I would feel sorry as hell for any of my quote unquote friends who were dating any of my exes. Okay. All right. So I think we've done that topic. But before we move into our next one, I just want to let you all know, you know, you can sign up for the Patreon and get exclusive access to our after show and our Discord chat community. And it's a great time. And that's all I'm going to say, because I know you don't want to be here for 30 minutes talking about Patreon, but it's good. So now let's move into Colton Underwood. So last time we talked about Colton Underwood coming out on Good Morning America and his whole past with his ex-girlfriend. And this is the guy, he was on The Bachelor. At one point. And I think that's where they met. I don't know whether that was the girl that he picked or not. I don't know. But now it's coming out that he was blackmailed. So in an interview with Variety, Colton admits he was blackmailed. He had visited a quote unquote spa known for catering to gay clientele. Like, hello.
Lord.
Let's just call a thing, as Ayala would say. And he only went there just to look.
So,
and that's his quote. That's his actual quote. So shortly after, he got an anonymous email from someone claiming to have taken nude photos of him and threatening to out him to the press. And that caused him to forward the email to his publicist and come out to his publicist. And that is basically kind of what got the ball rolling to him coming out in the first place. So let me just read a quick quote from him in this article, if I had it up. I did have it up. Where is it? Okay.
You got it?
We're not going to worry about that. But, well, I'll get to the quote in a minute. Let me just ask you guys what your thoughts on this are. Because he came out and then he got this Netflix special, but now he's saying that it was the result of blackmail.
Wait. Him
coming out was the result of blackmail, right?
Yes.
Interesting. Because I feel like when we first talked about this, we originally was like, oh, he's coming out, and you know, the whole thing with him stalking old girl or what have you, he's trying to kind of gloss over that.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's not so much that he did this to gloss over that he tried to get ahead of the story. He was like, oh, let me come out on my own before they out me.
Basically, that's kind of what it's looking like.
Huh. But he still got a Netflix special.
Which is, yeah, that's a little strange. But let me read this quote real quick now that I have it up. Or if Google's going to add, right? Okay, so he says, quote, I never want people to think that I'm coming out to change the narrative or to brush over and not take responsibility for my actions. And now that I have this gay life that I don't know, that I don't have to address my past as a straight man. He said, quote, controlling situations to try to grasp at any part of the straight fantasy that I was trying to live out was so wrong. So he's trying to say that he's trying to say that him going through this or him coming out was not a way for him to brush over his past issue with his ex-girlfriend. How do y'all feel about that?
Because him coming out was not to brush off over that.
All right, I don't think either of y'all heard the quote. Y'all just jumped out. It's funny. We're having some technical difficulties, everyone.
What happened?
I don't know what was going on. But anyway, basically, he is saying that him coming out was not a way for him to brush over the issue that he had had with his ex-girlfriend and the stuff that he had kind of put her through. I'm curious what you think about the validity of that statement.
Well, now we know if this is to be believed that he is only coming out to avoid the black male, we know that's true, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, you know, it was just interesting to me because it's just like you come out and how do you jump this over to a Netflix special? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I guess this publicist
was working overtime, right? Like, we just going to make something out of this.
I mean, he's coming from The Bachelor, so that's a pretty big, you know, thing. I guess a large fan base. So, I mean,
yeah.
They probably assume a good chunk of them will come over or at least know who he is because of that.
And he he's supposed to be like the first one that has like come out after the fact, right?
Yeah.
Probably. Sure.
Yeah, so that's probably know his way to bring too.
Well, yeah. So there's that. But yeah, I mean, that's all we really had. But that was like, it was like a quick update for Colton Underwood. And I don't, you know, I'm like,
I mean, now, I think y'all think he was going though just to look at the spot?
Absolutely not.
No. I don't even know why he said that to the interview. And I don't know why the interview worded it as a spa known to cater it for catering to gay clients. I mean, I don't know. Do straight people know what a bathhouse is?
I mean, yeah, no, because bathhouses aren't exclusively gay. I mean, bathhouse is literally the name. So, I mean, I think gays have put into something else. But, I mean, a bathhouse is literally a house where you go take a shower. I mean, it is essentially a male spa.
That's not where you go to take a shower.
You can take a shower.
Initially,
yeah.
I'm just kidding. Showers in there. You need to shower after you know. Hey.
And you could never mind. Say that for splitting the bill.
You can go to the spa, into the pool if they have one. You can do a number of things.
Lord Jesus, yes, you could do a whole number of things.
You can go in a little dark room, you know?
An adventure, just having fun. It's good times.
Big fun. Okay, with the ratchet.
Oh, big fun.
When I first heard of that, I was like, is this like a massage parlor or something? Is this like one of those seedy massage places? Like the way that they worded it. And then I was like, oh, then I read it a couple times and I was like, they mean it. Now, how messed up is it? Because I always thought, because I've never been to a bathhouse. So you're able to carry your cell phones around in there? Like, because I thought that was one of the things. Like, you just don't do. Like, you don't take pictures of people in the bathhouse.
I mean, I don't think you have to check in yourself, but each one is...
Also true.
Like, I'm sure each one has its own set of rules. I think some are just kind of dark. You can't see anything. I think others, you can turn in your belongings or get it like a little key for either a locker or a room. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess if you still have your belongings, you can take your phone out. I don't know why you would. But, you know.
It's just weird. I just would not. I just would not. Even if I were allowed to have my phone, The phone's not gonna be. I'm not gonna be on my phone. First of all, I'm going to a bad house. Let's just say that. I'll be on something else.
Oh. What would you be on?
I'm just kidding.
But, yeah, right. I know he wasn't.
These chats are hilarious, though. Focus is saying, oh, you get a shower, all right. Mama Shea follows up with golden showers.
Now, see.
Little bit of baby, but you know, since we're here.
I mean, you know, it's just crazy. Focus is saying, generally, you cannot take your phone, but some sneak it in there. I don't know. Okay. It's one of those weird things. I don't know. Like, why would you want to out anybody? Whoever did this was really
for a check. That's why you blackmail people for a check.
Honestly.
Now, Grant, I don't know if you, because what was he doing before The Bachelor? Colton.
Before The Bachelor? I don't know what he was a football player, I think.
Okay. I think that sounds
good. So, I mean, he might have a little piece of check, you know what I'm saying? A little piece of change, you know, but I think you're assuming they have something to give you. So that's why you're like, give me some money or something to expose you.
Right. But I mean, because whoever did that didn't know that Colton was going to be there. You know what I'm saying? Unless they like ran and retrieved their phone just to get the picture.
It's possible. Okay, people, again, they're capable of blackmail. So I mean, I wouldn't put it past them.
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, it might have been one of those high-priced places that, you know, only the exclusive crowd goes to.
Now, see, if you want to,
in there, I might have a phone. I'm just kidding.
That's the last place.
I'm just kidding.
That's the last place. Word.
Goodness.
Oh, I remember Michelle's last thing. Sorry.
But, okay, what is she saying? Hold up.
She's like, but how he was just looking and naked. That part is fair.
Your eyes are beautiful.
That's one of those baby gay statements.
But when I visited, I had on the towel myself. So, I mean, why was he all out?
Exactly. And that was exactly what I was thinking. I was like, you could put a towel on. And I was just saying, you know, I think that that's one of those baby gay statements. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want to seem like you're like way over the top. Like, yeah, I wasn't really going to do anything. I was just there to look, just to test the waters. You know what she was there for, boo. It's all right. It's all right. Stand in your truth.
In all shades.
Stand in it.
Oh, I have to say, it just seems so unsanitary for me. You know, and that's the other thing that I'm worried about if I were to ever go to one. It's just like, is it, why are y'all sipping right now? Oh, there must be some truth to that. Dang.
We'll split the bill.
Okay.
We'll split the bill.
We'll split the bill. Okay, we'll leave that for later. All right. So we've got Bow Wow versus Lil Romeo. I guess you didn't think we would be talking about this in 2021, but here we are. So let me share this Instagram post.
Lord.
So Bow Wow tweeted, you sure you want this smoke? I see you calling me out. You sure this what you want to do? And, you know, hashtag versus. So basically it's like, I guess there's this little bit of a rivalry that they have, and they're trying to take it to verses. And then there's a video that the Shade Room posted along with this.
I'm battling, it's not with me. Don't do it. I'm just saying. So if Bow do a battle, I'm open for it. If Bow Wow do a goddamn battle and it's not with me.
Yeah, so that's just a little quick clip there. And so that was that. And then we also have a stories post by Romeo saying, you know, I know most take my professionalism as a weakness, but if you know, you know. Regarding this versus talk, I've gave this man Bow his roses since we was kids and ever and even reached out myself multiple times to celebrate him and our era together in a creative way. I could put my pride to the side if it means doing something positive and bringing back nostalgia for a dope-ass generation. Now, if you think this is smoke, my brother, we could hit up at Logan Paul and get on one of those boxing tickets. You know me in real life, bro. We aren't kids anymore. Leave that for the fans. This ain't about the competition for me. This is about showing the impact that two young Black kids had on the entire industry. That's the win. To inspire the next, it's no limit. You got my number. Hit me. Blessings, young legend. So that was the response to the whole, you know, thing. So what are your thoughts on this little tiff that they had? Is this just like, you know, a fight to remain relevant? I'm not trying to be shady, but.
Yeah, no, he wants Netflix movies. Cause sir, you don't have no music.
We have to call a thing a thing. Like, you know, I like you, Romeo.
Nice to look at.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah.
No, you go
ahead. But I was like, sir, you're great to look at. Wonderful, you know, nice gowns, beautiful dresses, all those sorts of things. But sir, on the music level, we just have to call a thing a thing. You're not seeing Bow Wow for real. So just don't even set yourself up for that.
And see, that was going to be my next question to you guys is, like, who would win in a versus, or should they even do a versus?
Bow Wow, hands down. Like, it's not even close. But it's I do agree. There's, I don't think there's anybody else, like, in their probably age group era that could. So it would be the two. It's not fair to Romeo. It's just not fair. Sorry.
Right.
I mean, we can say many things about Bow Wow, about his current behavior and so on and so forth, but we're not going to sit here and pretend like this man, you know, wasn't Mr. One of the People for nothing.
Hello? Little Bow Wow, you just don't know, okay?
Right, look, you know, I just think it's funny how we all have come together in agreement on this one topic, you know? Let's give ourselves a round of applause. Because I can't even do my devil's advocate thing on this. It's just like, no, you're not. No.
And see, another thing, like, and he, you know, you have lost the argument when you have to try to get on your professional tip as I talk about empowering Black children. It's like, this is how you know you lost. You know you lost.
That's funny, yes.
Child.
Oh my goodness. Some people are saying that he would be better, like, if, what am I thinking? They're saying they just took Romeo off the table. So they're saying if you want to put Bow Wow in a versus, they're saying if you want to put Bow Wow in a versus, put him against people like Fabolous, Chingy, or Ja Rule, or Soulja Boy.
I'm Soulja curious. Boy, that's really interesting.
Yeah, well, who do y'all think would be a good match for Bow Wow in a versus?
I don't know. I've heard of Morion. I mean, it's like R&B and rap, but I mean, didn't they have a whole album together? Or at least the whole tour or something?
I don't know. I feel like Omarion is still doing stuff, and I don't know if that's like uneven now. Like, is Bow Wow still doing music?
I know he said he was going to do music, like that messy album. He was going to name all the singles after women he slipped.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
I mean, he's still doing reality TV, so he's still getting his notoriety in some kind of way. You know what I'm saying? He's still out there.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Look,
you know, I'm actually sort of interested about this. Like, I didn't think about Soulja Boy. I'm actually kind of trying to picture that. I feel like that may be interesting.
You know, I honestly don't know. I think I know two songs by Soulja Boy. Unless there are others that I just never connected the dots. You know what I'm saying?
But he has
I know the Superman song.
To Make It Clap. Whatever is that his, was. Right? Isn't the new song Make It Clap? Isn't that his? She Make It Clap. The new TikTok song is going around.
It may be. I don't know. I know what you're talking about, but
that's him that I didn't realize was him. Then I was like, oh, Okay, we're still making music. Okay.
Interesting. All right. Well, yeah. I mean, I guess, I don't know. I think Soulja Boy maybe Fabulous, maybe. I could see. I mean, Fabulous and I don't know Chingy, I don't know about his discography all that much. I know a couple of hits that he had, but I don't know how.
Yeah, I don't know about. Because I think he was only, I mean, I think he's made like 6 albums, but I think people only know songs from the first 3.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
Maybe him and Romeo could go up against each other. Maybe that might be more even.
They probably would be on.
They all could go on and just have a showcase.
And then Bow Wow could do his own thing because he has more music than all of them.
Right. No,
Bow Wow has the catch all. That would be the
opening act. I don't think Bow Wow is seeing Ja Rule at all, personally. I just feel like Ja Rule has a lot more. I don't know. I guess maybe they're probably the most similar.
I think out of this list, yeah.
Yeah.
I went to go look it up, and yeah, that is Soulja Boy song, the TikTok thing.
Clap it. It's making clap.
What are they making clap?
It. She made it. Okay.
Oh my goodness. Okay. So speaking of music, since we're on the topic of music, I think this is a good segue into J.
Even
Cole
Soulja Boy.
And
yes.
Nicki Minaj. So have you guys listened to J. Cole's new album?
I have not. Not in full.
Okay. So what is your reaction to what he's done? Based on what you've heard, Marcus.
Let's see. Okay. Here's the thing that's probably going to get me. That's probably going to get me chased after by the stands.
Lord.
And full screen, Lord have mercy. Okay.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I feel like we give J. Cole a whole lot. Like, I feel like we give him a whole lot because he made a couple of cute songs and, you know, he just so happened to get roped in with Kendrick and now he's, you know, conscious God. And we just like, I don't think that he really does what y'all think he doing. Listen, anybody who's out there says, I don't read, I can't trust you. I can't trust you, sir. I can't trust you. Especially not when you're trying to be smart.
Yeah. I mean, I think I just remember his whole Twitter beef with, what was it, No Name or something?
Mm-hmm.
And I know they were kind of going back and forth. And I forget what it was, but it was just some ignorant stuff that he was saying.
He said he didn't?
Oh, was that what that was? That was That's what that was. Okay.
he was basically like, you know. Because No Name, he's basically saying like, No Name, you speaking all this like high level, highbrow stuff. You got to bring it down. He's like, because I was saying like, I don't read like you do, and blah blah blah. I was like, but sir, you're supposed to be so conscious, so woke. You can't read a book,
Marcus.
Me watch Dr. Umar videos. Maybe that's how he gets his knowledge.
Jesus. Oh, goodness.
he read the spark notes.
You know what's so interesting is that you say Dr. Umar, and I feel like Twitter is the only platform that hates him.
Well, Facebook will get there in like 3 years, so it's fine.
They're very behind. Yeah. Like,
I have a cousin that sends me his clips. I just be like, sir.
Right. It's crazy. It's, you know, it's just so funny what the different environments are on different social media platforms. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because I think I had said last time there was something that went on. I don't know what we were talking about last week, but there's just, you see all the appreciation, like, you know, like if we even talk about like the Proud Family thing where they had announced that they had, you know, 2 gay dads that they were showing on the Proud Family. Like everybody on Twitter was like, WTF, you can't show, you know, two black men in love together, blah blah blah. And then everybody on Instagram's like, oh, yay, we got a gay couple on, you know. So it's just a very different environment. But yeah. But I honestly, I have not listened to J. Cole's album. I don't know if y'all expected me to listen to him. If y'all know me, I think at this point, y'all know.
No, I legit like, are we supposed to listen before we talk? But I was like, yeah, I'm not gonna listen.
Look, I was going to give it, I had it up on my screen, but then I had to get this show ready. I just did not have time to even give it a taste, you know? I didn't even give it a taste test.
I haven't listened to any of his, so it's okay.
Yeah, and I will say it's the same for me for the new Nicki Minaj thing. Now,
that was different.
But so that's, you know, what'd you say?
That was a little different. That one was like nostalgia. Like, I'm not a bard by any means, but the stain came out a little bit. When I was like, oh, the mixtape is streaming? Okay. This is what? 12 years in the making. Okay now. Like, take me back. Now,
is this new music that she's doing, or did she like redo like some of singles. Her old?
No, it's her very first. I guess it's her first mixtape, right? Or the one that made it popular, essentially.
It's the one that made it popular.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but she's done a few new songs, maybe out there. But it's like, mm-hmm. what, 20 songs? So okay. 18 of them, you know what I'm saying? 17 of them are old, but.
Yeah. Okay. Marcus, did you listen?
Me, I mean, I've listened to Beam Me Up, Scotty, so many times. This is I listened to the new song. The new songs were cute. They were cute, but the people were here for Beam Me Up, Scotty, namely to have Itty Bitty Piggy on a streaming platform. Like, let's just be honest. What I was saying, and you know, there was a once upon a time where I was knocking on the doors of being a barb. So I listened to the thing. I was like, you know what, I'm okay. Mm-hmm. But then I got on the
I'm not so against Nicki's music. I think my thing is for me to listen to any. And I don't even know if J. Cole is club appropriate. Do they play him in the club?
Maybe whatever the big single is, maybe.
Okay. But normally maybe not. But
a lot of stuff.
Yeah. I'm just like, in order for me to get into it, I have to be in that environment so that I don't have to like listen so closely to stuff. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's weird. I feel I have to just like feel the vibe. I feel like that's where I am most open to listening to rap music like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. But you didn't hear Itty Bitty Piggy in no club?
If I did, I didn't know that's what that was.
I was on the plane with Dwayne. You can call me Whitley at Golden Hill, Maine. Listen, the baddest in the school.
The baddest in the game.
I have not heard that one. I have, and I just, you know, maybe I need, but because you know what it is like,
right? Yes.
Okay. Maybe I probably have heard it.
Yeah, because I feel like most clubs, they'll do like, they'll start off with Donk. And then it like transition over into Itty Bitty Piggy, and you could pizza out all the barbs in the club.
But that one's always been, yeah, a popular one. Okay. Can I play like 2 seconds, like to refresh your memories? Are we gonna get in trouble? Let me see.
Go ahead. Okay.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard that.
So you have heard it?
I mean, I know the donk. I know that beat when you said that, and that's why I was like, yeah, I probably have heard, but I don't know the lyrics. Like, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So yeah, I've heard that. I just didn't know what it was, and I don't know what she's saying in the song. And my thing is, I am very like, when I listen to music, I listen to melody first, and so that's why it's so hard for me to get into rap music, because there's like, there's no melody. There's more. Mm-hmm. It's more about a beat. It's more about the track behind it. Mm-hmm. and the lyrics being spoken. Mm-hmm. If you're not singing lyrics to me, my brain doesn't pick it up that much. It's not that I that hate rap, it's not that, but it's just, you know, I vibe on the musicality of it, I guess. But yeah, so I guess that's about it. Have you guys had any like last thoughts about either of these songs? Because we're gonna probably kick it over into splitting the bill in a moment. Is there anything else that we forgot to say or mention? Or
I mean, Marcus, are you a Nicki fan? I know you're not a Stan or Barb, but are you a fan
of her early music? Yes. Of her later music and her as a person, absolutely not.
Oh, okay.
So I probably would go back and listen to more of Beat Me Up Scotty. I probably would.
Okay. Understood. And that's my thing. I enjoy Nicki rapping. Like, mm-hmm. when she gets to singing and carrying on, sis.
Maybe when she's getting 16 different personalities.
Goodness. <Yeah. laughs> All right, so that's all that we have for today. Again, I'm Jared D. Kame here with Brandon Harris Williams, Marcus, and Marcus Haynes. And you can catch us all on Twitter. Let me put our Twitter names up on the screen. So there we are. And then you can also join us on Patreon at boysandbrunch.com and get instant access to Splitting the Bill in our Discord chat. We're about to jump over to Splitting the Bill. It looks like Focused. Who was it that? Okay, yeah, he said that he has something to tell us, and so I'm very interested to see what this is. So let's do our little toast and then let's head over to Splitting the Bill, everyone. So raise your glass. Got your glass, Brandon.
I do.
So until next time, be careful what you say because the boys will brunch. Take care. Oh.